You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, it's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Thursday, the 13th of February 2025. The Australian share market was flat today. The S&P ASX 200 up just 4.7 points to 8,540. But shares of Sigma Healthcare rose 5.4% following its merger with Chemist Warehouse. Now, Chemist Warehouse is one of Australia's biggest pharmacies, employing 18,000 people with around 550 stores locally. It also has an online presence. Now it has a presence on the Australian share market. The company found a backdoor entrance through a reverse takeover of Sigma Healthcare, meaning it didn't need to issue an initial public offering. It allows its new parent company to grow its retail business, which already includes Amcal and discount drug stores, after it convinced the ACCC that a deal would not hinder competition, despite having greater control of the supply chain as a wholesaler, distributor, and seller of pharmaceutical products. So for more on that and the day's market action, I spoke with Morningstar's Chief Investment Officer, Matt Wacher. Matt, what exactly is driving market sentiment at the moment?
Look, Ricardo, I really think the key word is uncertainty. There's uncertainty over Trump's tariffs and what's going to play out there, whether they're going to be sustained over the long term, whether there's going to be a deal, whatever that deal could be. I mean, there's also his fiscal agenda, like globally. Is that going to get through? Are there going to be tax cuts and those sorts of things? And that's all in the backdrop of kind of still a couple of wars going on, you know, Israel, Palestine, Ukraine, and whether there could be any resolutions to those as well, or whether they continue to drag on. And of course, you know, interest rate uncertainty both here and in the US is a big one. Are we going to get a cut here? You know, are cuts now off the table in the US, or are they going to be really significantly delayed?
Let's go into that with more detail, because I think what you're alluding to there is those inflation numbers we saw in the US overnight reaccelerating to 3%. What are the implications for interest rates now in the US?
Well, I think the Fed had already said that they were going to be pretty cautious from here, or any rate cuts, weren't in any rush to cut rates. I think Jerome Powell said maybe a week or so ago. And I think that's definitely the case now with the CPI increase that we saw overnight in the US. It's not, you know, out of the genie's not out of the bottle there by any means, like we saw in 2022. But it is a little bit disheartening probably for the Fed, who were on that, you know, who took some pretty aggressive measures late last year in cutting rates 1%. But, you know, they'll want to keep a close eye on that and make sure that inflation doesn't start to kick up again. And so I think, yeah, rate cuts probably in the US at this point in time are off the table for a little bit. You know, I think markets are pricing maybe a September cut.
One of the big corporate stories of the day, I think, is this: of Chemist Warehouse appearing now on the Australian share market, but not of the most conventional way. It didn't list via an IPO, but rather a reverse takeover, I guess, with Sigma Healthcare. Run us through what you think the significance of this deal is for both the companies, shareholders, and the ASX itself.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting one. I mean, it's a pretty transformational deal for both Sigma and Chemist Warehouse. I mean, Chemist Warehouse retailing with Sigma's kind of distribution infrastructure, it's a pretty powerful entity now. You get a combined retail network of 1,000 stores, 16 massive distribution centres. It's a real huge competitive advantage from buying power, economies of scale, you know, and vertical integration. Shares in Chemist Warehouse, they were up 5% on debut. So the market really reacted positively. How invested, it's not really getting carried away with exuberance. It's not a 20% rise or anything like that we've seen in other really popular IPOs or M&A transactions. But it's done very well, and it's a really kind of transformational deal. I'm sure others will be looking at how they could do something similar.
Corporate reporting season rolls on. Any catch your eye today?
Look, IAG was the big one out today, kind of sold off pretty sharply after the result. But we here at Morningstar, we viewed it pretty solid overall. You know, premium rate increases drove revenue on the top line there. And natural hazard costs, they're broadly favourable. Haven't been too many issues out there over the last, relative to other years, over the last 12 months. However, the market might has probably been disappointed by the comments that premium rates are probably slowing, according to IAG, which is probably good for all the rest of us.
Now that we're starting to get into reporting season and quite a number have reported, have there been any themes that you've identified?
Well, look, I mean, on the back of gold prices, gold miners have done very well. That I guess is an overall theme. It's been a pretty positive start. But there's still a lot to lie ahead. Of course, CBA beat again. I don't know whether you can call that a theme, but it seems to be a regular occurrence.
And finally, where do you see the opportunities for investors at the moment?
Look, we're kind of looking a little bit offshore for opportunities, not necessarily here in Australia. The market's probably fairly valued to slightly overvalued, especially in areas like the banks. The resources are reasonable. We're within emerging markets. They're a bit of a contrarian play. Everyone thought they were going to, do very poorly on the back of, Trump coming in and tariffs and those sorts of things. But they've actually done reasonably well lately, and there's still reasonable valuations there. Areas like China, Korea, and Brazil, if you can stomach some of the geopolitical risks there, interesting opportunities. And certainly companies like Tencent and Alibaba, big Chinese internet companies, have been doing well. That whole DeepSeek, little hiccup for some of the companies over in the US has really actually been quite favorable to some of the Chinese tech companies. And that may continue. We're seeing some pretty good price action there.
That is Matt Wacher there from Morningstar. Don't forget to give this podcast a rating or review if you enjoy it and to click the subscribe button.
This SBS On the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.